The search for slow-setting binders now focused on other materials. Ron McLaren, manager cement and fly ash at High Rock, has spent most of his life working with fly ash. How exactly is fly ash made?
Well, it basically is a byproduct from burning coal in power stations. So the new generation power stations actually grind coal to a very fine powder. This powder is blown through a boiler where it's ignited, and it's the actual small particles of coal, which are basically about 45 micron in size, which is about the width of a human hair, so you're looking at very fine particles, are carried in an airstream through the boiler. The coal liberates its heat, and in doing so reaches temperatures of around 1100 degrees centigrade. These small particles of coal then fuse into small airborne particles, which are basically silicon alumina, as they're in an airstream, just like a raindrop will form a little spherical ball. They form into little spheres, which then cool into little hardened particles, which we call fly ash.
Australia, through the stabilisation industry, invented fly ash cement. And basically what that is replacing some of the cement, usually around about 25-30% of the cement, with fly ash. So fly ash blended cements get the same strength after a period, but the strength developed a little bit slower. Well, that helps with stabilisation because it gives you a little bit of time to work the road before it goes hard. So again, for a lesser cost, you get a product which is actually better. It gets the same strength, but it's actually better. So you're doing two things. You're getting a better product, or you're three things. You're getting a better product, better cement for stabilisation, it's cheaper, and you're using another waste material, so it's environmentally friendly.
New South Wales burns about 30 million tonnes of fly ash a year, so at nominal 20% ash content, we produce about 6 million tonne of ash per year. Total fly ash used in all concrete is now approaching 1 million tonne per annum in New South Wales, or up to 1.2. Out of the 6 million, so in one way, we're only using 20% of it. But the other good news, well, at least 1.2 million tonne has been utilised.
What about the rest of it?
The rest of it is still just dumped in landfill. Some of it is dumped to rehabilitate old coal mines, which is called void filling, and disposed of that way.
Binders can be either Portland cement, lime, kiln dust, ground granulated slag. It can be fly ash or any combination of those. And they're the normal ones that we would look as inorganic binders. So we use their properties as binders in pavement stabilisation. Then there are other ones, which I have some knowledge of, using various bitumen emulsions and bitumens. There's polymers that you can use. There's sodium silicate that you can use. Water glass has been used. And there's combinations of water glass and calcium chloride, where the Dutch did some work on that, particularly in very marshy areas, where they basically grouted whole marshes and turned them into something very stable.